I can't help but think about you in my bed. Hard to swallow that surprise that I have already fed. Why was from now?
Good morning, Medford and Somerville. You just heard Linger by the Cranberries, who apparently were an Irish rock band, maybe still are, gotta check on that, and they were originally named The Cranberry Saw Us, so that's a little fun fact for you guys. I believe that song is off of Everybody Else Is Doing It So Why Can't We, which was released in 1993. Did not mean for that to rhyme, either. But yeah, I hope everybody's having a good day so far. It's a little bit disgusting out. I was gonna think about going apple picking maybe, but Definitely not anymore. Gonna have to call an audible on that, as Harrison always says. But yeah, today we have a lot of good music picked out. It doesn't really have a category or a theme, which no surprises there. The next song I have for you guys is by a band called The Sixes. No, I lied. It's The Sixth. I can't even say it. It's like 6THS. You got it. But it's called Falling Out of Love with You off of Wasps' Nests. Wow. Having some issues today. But I'm going to get started with that one, and I hope you guys enjoy. Okay, that was Falling Out of Love with You by The Sixths, and that was again off of Wasp's Nest, released in 1995. So I hope you guys enjoyed that one. Have some little rants, of course. The show would not be the show without it. First of all, you're listening to, we'll put a pin in this, this is WMFO, Freeform Radio, out of Medford, so there you go. Okay, so I wake up, basically, this morning, and I go to Spotify just to see, solidify my set list, maybe, play around with that, and I get smacked in the face with all the New Music Fridays, and first one I see is Blink-182. I heard they were touring again in 2023, I think, so that is interesting news, and I think that is also something that I would be interested in participating in. I just want to see them, because my like seventh grade self was really into it, and then I was so sad that they weren't touring anymore, so I feel like I owe it to that Amy, seventh grade Amy, and low-key now it would be fun. But yeah, so they released a new song, and I don't want to, like, it's called Edging, and it's not that good. I mean, I listened to it this morning. I really didn't give it my full attention, but I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. So that was interesting. I also got advertised the Jacob Sartorius new song, Make Up Your Mind, and the picture was like somebody's mind that was open, and it had a lot of makeup in it. And I don't know. That one was also not that good. I still think Sweatshirt is his golden song. And I still randomly just, like, play that to, I don't know, create emotions and evoke emotion in the people. I don't know. That one's a fun song. Like, I just like whipping that one out occasionally. And then the last one, I forget, I think it was Big Time Rush. They have some new music out. I think Caitlin really liked the newer songs that they played at the concert in the summer. I think it's similar to that. It's very, like, dancey. Also didn't really get to listen to that whole thing, but I don't know. I do like everyone's old stuff better. I don't know why, and I don't know why it's so much harder to make, like, I don't want to say iconic because I feel like there's nothing backing that word when I say it, but, like, it's so much harder to make iconic music. Like, I don't know. There's something about old stuff that just, I don't know, it's hard to make now. Okay, second rant. I think I'm going to save this one for our next song break. But we have another song for you guys. This is Leave It Alone by June Starr off of How We See It Now. I really like this song. I was going to play it first, but then I was like, I feel like people usually tune in later. So I'm going to save this one for the middle. So maybe some more people will hear this. But hope you guys enjoyed. This is Leave It Alone by June Starr. Okay, that was Leave It Alone by June Starr off of How We See It Now. And I have to say, I don't think I liked his voice this time as much as I did before. I like the music, but I don't know. It didn't hit as good this time. So, I don't know. At least you guys got to try a new song. But and it felt very country. Did not realize it was labeled country, but I guess we're playing country music on the show now. Our next song is very different. This one is by Charlie. This is off of Charlie also. We're talking about ranking her albums. I think this was second in a lot of people's opinions. But yeah, I really like this song. Very different. I don't know how to describe it. It's not quite hyper pop, but it's like on the verge, I feel like. But yeah, this is Next Level Charlie. And yeah, here we go.
And I'll never look back. I go speeding on the highway, but rubber no crap.
Okay. That was Next Level Charlie. I think she's easily becoming one of my favorite artists. I don't think I ever thought that was going to happen. I remember, and we talk about this a lot, but there was a concert that she did, a concert in Boston, I believe at the House of Blues. One, I've never been to the House of Blues, and I've lived in Boston for 20 years. We also got turned away one time, but I'm not going to tell that story here. It was just a sad time. We were going to see Noah Kahan, and then we didn't see Noah Kahan. It could have been a nice House of Blues redemption arc. I feel like I've built it up to be something very special in my head, where, like, I don't really know what type of venue it is. My mom just says it's really cool. I think Maddie Healy had a mental breakdown there. So that's random information, but I don't know. Lots of lore for the House of Blues. But so I didn't end up going to that concert, and it's like a big regret that it's like constantly weighing down on me. I do think about it sometimes though. I'm like, wow. I don't know. I think I had a lot of homework, but like sometimes you just gotta go to the concert. Second thing. I think my actual most regretted concert that I haven't been to, didn't go to, was Dorian Electra, and that was because we were traveling for squash, and I think I just was really kind of mad about that. And I did make someone FaceTime me in to a couple songs. I think it was Crazy But Small, so I don't know. I like those concerts, but maybe they'll come around again. Who knows? Next up, we have... The 1975 just dropped their album Being Funny in a Foreign Language yesterday, or like today at 12 a.m. in the morning. So I got to listen to that briefly. This is actually not one of the new songs off the album. This is I'm in Love with You, and this is one of the singles they dropped to get everyone excited. So I don't know. Hope you guys enjoy this one. I really do. So here we go.
Oh, if you don't stop, I'm gonna need a second one.
Okay. That was I'm in Love with You by the 1975. I really like that song. I really love that song, actually. And I don't know. That one to me at first sounded like my old songs that I tried to make on GarageBand. Like the intro sounds like those effects, but I don't know. It works. But yeah, and I'm trying to do this new fade in, fade out thing. But I don't know how I feel about it because I feel like I like to talk for a long time and then I'll lose half the song. But anyway, the next song that we have going is Cemetery Gates off of The Queen is Dead. This is The Smiths. So I hope you guys enjoy this one. Here we go.
So we go inside and we gravely read the stones. All those people, all those lives, where are they now? Where the loves and hates and passions just like mine? They were born and then they lived and then they died. Seems so unfair, I want to cry. You, sir, throws the sundown salutation to the dawn, and you claim these words as your own. But I've read well and I've heard them said 100 times, maybe less, maybe more. If you must write pros and points, the words you use should be around. Don't plagiarize or take on loan. But there's always someone somewhere with a big nose who knows and trips you up and laughs when you fall. Will trip you up and laugh when you fall. Text from whence was ripped some dizzy whore 1804. A dreaded sunny day, so let's go where we're happy and I meet you at the cemetery gates. Oh, Keats and Yeats are on your side. A dreaded sunny day, so let's go where we're wanted and I meet you at the cemetery gates. Keats and Yeats are on your side, but you lose. This whale, the lover, wild is on the mind.
Okay, everybody knows that song, I guess. That was not supposed to be... No, okay. That was Cemetery Gates by The Queen is... No, oh my gosh, guys, I'm so sorry. So flustered. Cemetery Gates by The Smiths off of The Queen is Dead. A lot of people love this song. Shout out, Amelia. Thank you so much. Next up we have... this is a song that is also... It was originally by The Smiths, and this is a cover... And I know it doesn't usually work very well when bands do this, but I really like this cover. And it's a cover of Please, Please, Please Let Me Get What I Want. And I don't know, I think this is embarrassing, but I think the first time I heard this song was in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, a great movie. But yeah, this is Please, Please, Please Let Me Get What I Want by The Dream Academy. And let me know what you guys think of this. I know this is not... the original song, so excited to hear your thoughts, but here we go.
Good times for a change. Seems the luck I've had can make a good man turn bad. So please, 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 let me get what I want this time. Get what I want. dream in a long time. Seems the life I've had can make a good man bad. So for once in my life, let me get what I want. Lord knows it would be the first. Lord knows it would be the first time.
Okay, so there you go. That is Please, Please, Please Let Me Get What I Want by the Dream Academy. And I don't know, I think it's different, but it's still very similar at the same time. It's like more ethereal, I don't know. And I know some people don't like that, but just thought it was interesting. So next up we have some David Bowie, we have Starman for you guys to look forward to, but in the meantime I'm going to do a PSA. Because it is 10:30, I hate doing the sad ones, but this is the one that flipped open when I opened the PSA book. So basically, I'm gonna summarize it because I feel weird saying this. But there was a biker that passed away on Broadway Lane, I think, just Broadway Road, when the operator of a parked Land Rover opened their driver's side door into his path. That's horrible. Wow. Okay. Basically, this caused a crash, and the biker was sent to the hospital, and he passed away. So when you're driving or when you're riding your bike, which I know it's like becoming winter and fall, so it's going to be colder, and there's going to be less of that, just be careful and, like, I don't know, check around your surroundings. I know I like listening to music, but maybe have like one AirPod out or something. Whatever. But yeah, that's the PSA. That's so sad. Yeah, I don't know. Just be safe, guys. But yeah, now we have Starman by David Bowie off of The Rise and Fall of Ziggy. I want to say it's Ziggy Star, but I don't actually remember. Here we go.
Didn't know what time it was, the lights were low, oh, oh. I leaned back on my radio, oh, oh. Some cat was laying down some rock and roll at a solo set. Then the loud sound, it seemed to fade. Came back like a slow voice on a wave of fade. That weren't no DJ, that was hazy. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he'd blow our minds. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He's told us not to blow it, 'cause he knows it
Okay, that was Starman by David Bowie. That was the 2012 remastered version. I just want to take this time, this is very random, shout out Anna. Anna might have broken her foot and just got appendicitis. So everybody, I don't know, Anna, you're doing great, I am so sorry. I think she's actually on her way home now, so I think she should be okay, but I don't know. It didn't look good. I'm so sorry. And I hope that you can walk. I don't actually know if your foot is broken or not, but hopefully it's not. But yeah. Okay, next little side rant we have. This is very different than the PSA, but I got these shoes from Walmart. Okay, Katie was there, and I think Isabel was there. And they look fine. They look fine. Okay, it's a couple weeks in of wearing them, and I just wanted to provide my insight on this experience, guys. So basically, I'm getting, like, crippling pain in my left toe from these shoes. Is this surprising? Not at all. Am I upset? I'm very upset. They still look good, but I think I'm gonna have to start wearing them less. Like, I don't know, they were $19, so what's to expect? But just wanted to update everybody who knew about that. Gotta keep you guys in the loop. But next up we have, I'm trying to decide. We got some Greta Van Fleet or Fiona Apple. I think we're gonna stick with Greta Van Fleet for now and then do some Fiona Apple later. But yeah, this is You're the One, Greta Van Fleet, and off of Anthem of the Peaceful Army. So here we go.
You're the one I want.
Okay, that was You're the One by Greta Van Fleet. Okay, I have two things to say. One, we get a controversial text regarding Greta Van Fleet. I guess that makes sense. I guess that makes sense, Harrison. But yeah, I guess it is a ripoff, but I don't know. I'll think about it. I'll think about your point. I'll get back to you later. But yes, okay. Next thought, we have my friend Neve is getting a show. I don't know what time it is yet, but it's going to be called Rage Cage tentatively. And everybody should go listen to her show. I'm sure it will be great. I think hers is a two-person show, and they're going to have great banter as well as great music. So everybody should go listen to Neve's show once she gets it. But yeah. Okay, this brings me to the next thing. We have we have Waltz by Fiona Apple off of Extraordinary Machine. We only have time for a couple more songs, but this is going to be in that list. So I don't know. I think a lot of people know this song. I hope you guys will like it. But yeah, again, always let me know. But yeah, here is Waltz. Here we go.
Have a song to sing, you're okay. You know how to get along humming. If you don't have a date, celebrate. Go out and sit on the lawn and do nothing. Just what you must do, and nobody does it anymore. No, I don't believe in the wasting of time. But I don't believe that I'm wasting mine. Sharp one being so kind, and I'd sure appreciate it. Everyone else's goals to get big headed. Why should I follow that beeping that I'm better than fine? Thank you.
Okay, that was Waltz by Fiona Apple, in parentheses, Better Than Fine. And I think that's a great song. I don't know why, I was thinking this the whole time, but like to run around in the meadow too. I feel like I can see somebody like skipping around in a sunny meadow to that song, but I feel like that's a lot of music. But yeah, I really like that song. I have three songs off the new 1975 album that I listen to, and I don't know them well enough to remember which one is which, so that's gonna be our song, 1975 Roulette. I'm gonna pick one of them and see what happens, and then we're gonna close out with that's a surprise. But yeah, quickly, I have to say I missed Jay. He was our biggest fan here. He has class during the show. RIP. But tell to everybody, text Jay to skip class. He was a great fan. I think he just listens to the recording now, but that's okay. All right, next up, we're gonna do Wintering by the 1975, because this song is shorter, and if I mess up by picking the wrong one, then at least it will be shorter. So this is Wintering. This song literally just came out, but I hope you guys like it. Here we go.
It just comes straight in. Just be like. She walks down the stairs, feeling herself, looking like she just won a court case. He's got a funny way of using the same four chords for every song he makes. And he's got Bill and he plays with the words like a skill. Yeah, it's pretty great. Said his official friend died cause of officiate. Yeah, she's got Hannah and she plays the two in a grade eight, but she's got no soul. And John's obsessed with fat ass and he's 10 years old. Oh, Dad's a notice red man, a wedding type guy with the best voice you ever heard. Drive up on the 23rd. Bumped into Judy in the co-op. She asked how the family's been. I said Alex is a sculptor and Olivia's been a vegan since 10. Well, Finn wears dresses while dead. Coalesces in a fleece that doesn't work. I'll be giving my chair to my mom cause her back hurts. I get home on the 23rd. And it's Christmas, this is gonna be a nightmare. I just came for the stuff and not to argue about nothing but my words. I'll be home on the 23rd.
Okay, that was the right one. It was either going to be the slow one or the little bit hype one. But yeah, that was, again, Wintering by the 1975 off of Being Funny in a Foreign Language. Before I start the next song, I want to ask you guys if anyone who knows what the cover art for Waltz is. I thought it was teeth at first, but I think it's actually peas, like the plant or like the food. If anybody knows, let me know, because I'm very curious. I think it's some sort of plant, but I really did think it was teeth for like the longest time. Okay, anyway, that was a strange interlude, but I think we have time for two songs. We're gonna do Pretty Pictures by Indigo D'Souza off of Any Shape You Take first, and then we'll feel it out from there. But here we go. Pretty Pictures. Hope you guys enjoy. Okay, there we go. That was Pretty Pictures by Indigo D'Souza. And yeah, I don't know. We're coming to a close here. Again, guys, if you have any song recommendations, anything you've been wanting to hear on the radio that you haven't in a really long time, literally just text me. And who knows, maybe I'll play it. But yeah, again, this will be our last song. If you guys enjoyed the show, please feel free to tune in next Friday at 10 a.m. I believe I will be here. And again, if there are any desired themes or anything, I know I do a lot of random stuff, but I am thinking about doing more themes. I know I always say this, but we'll see where that takes us. And with that, we're going to do... this is not fit the theme at all, but we're going to do Swim Good by Frank Ocean to close out because it is the perfect length song. So here we go. This is Swim Good.
See them, and I got this black suit on. roaming around like I'm ready for a funeral. Five more miles till the road runs out. I'm about to drive in the ocean. I'ma try to swim from something bigger than me. Kick off my shoes and swim good.
Waves washing me out. I'm about to drive in the ocean.